After a weekend of national protests over his immigration policy, President Trump says he wants a greater crackdown in some of the nation's biggest cities. At the same time, the president is pulling back on ICE raids in some major industries. Lisa Desjardins has our look at this pivot point. Lisa?
In the past day, Trump wrote that he wants more detention and deportation in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. But as he ramps up raids there, he is freezing his push elsewhere with a temporary pause on most immigration arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels. On Truth Social, President Trump wrote, "Our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good, longtime workers away from them. Changes are coming." For a closer look, I'm joined by Jenny Murray, CEO of the Center-Right National Immigration Forum, which works on immigration and the economy. Jenny, the length of this pause for farm and hospitality arrests is not clear, but is this pause itself significant?
It is very significant. We're very glad to see that the president realizes the very important role that these businesses play for America's economy and that these workers play for these American businesses.
You're talking behind the scenes all the time to businesses and also folks in immigration nonprofits. Businesses first. What has the effect been so far of the raids up to this point?
Yeah, we've had, quite a chilling effect. We have to say that there are lots of things that are being laddered, right? There are tariffs. There's the travel ban. There's the international student ban. We've seen parole and TPS ended, which is lawful status for a lot of workers in the U.S. And now we're starting to see this focus on workplace raids. And that is going to be weakening. It's already starting to weaken American businesses and also, our global competitiveness, our GDP.
Let's talk about parole for a second. Can you help viewers understand the problems and concerns there are over that particular category of workers and how large that category is?
Absolutely. Parole and TPS are both temporary statuses that we saw enacted in 23 and 24 and TPS longer than that. From the inauguration through October, we will lose about 3 million workers from the system by ending parole and some of these TPS categories, meaning these folks were lawful workers. They followed the law. They did everything correctly, and they've been working in our American businesses. You know, one in five workers in the U.S. is foreign born. And now by parole and TPS being ended, the line will move across them. They will go from authorized to unauthorized, and they will actually be also potentially slated for removal and deportation.
At the Capitol, when I talk to Republicans in this area, especially in the Senate, they do give me concern, especially about the ag sector. Now, President Trump is pausing those arrests in that sector. He clearly heard from some people. Are you aware, has there been a major effort to try and tell him to stop? And what does this mean specifically for farms and farm workers?
That's right. You know, I think we've seen the president at the very beginning of the term lay out in the inauguration speech a goal for a strong U.S. economy, to become a manufacturing state again, to see American businesses be strong again. And I think businesses have been coming back to the president and saying, we want to join your goal. But if you remove my 250,000 ag workers, my 1 million hospitality workers, my 1 million workers, and in these other industries as well, we in restaurants, we are not going to see the strength. And so I think absolutely this announcement from the president means that the businesses are speaking with the president is listening and is a businessman and is looking for businesses to be strong.
Now, at the same time, you know, you and your organization have written that you have felt that border security should be a priority. And obviously, it's a priority for President Trump as well. How do you think his efforts for border security overall have affected business, and have they?
That's right. We need to have this conversation be about security, but security and the president's actions have definitely secured the border in many ways. However, the businesses along the border and the communities along the border are losing a lot of the traffic, missing a lot of the traffic that they have. And for a long time, the borderlands have thrived economically. And so what we don't want to see is the borderlands completely also taking a huge loss there economically as well. But, you know, we do need to secure the border, and American people want that. But they also want lawful pathways for those that are here and contributing. They want to make sure that there is a legal way for folks to enter the country, to join this great country, to contribute, give back, and to stay here legally. So the president seems to be listening to that. And that's exactly what American people want. You know, even conservatives, evangelicals, and Republicans, when we polled them a few months ago, still say up to 80% that they want removals only focused on violent criminals. And they want those that are here and contributing to be able to have a pathway to stay and continue to contribute. So there is a border effort. We have to have a border security. And that's been happening. But we need to make sure that the interior enforcement and the way we treat American workers is in line with what Americans want as well.
In our last few seconds here, you mentioned all these layers of things that are difficult to predict, which is a problem for business, the tariffs, the immigration policy, all of this. How hard is it to navigate right now for businesses in our last few seconds?
It's really hard. By default, basically, we do not have hardly any ways for businesses to bring new workers, new flows of workers into the country. And so that's going to hit our global competitiveness significantly.
Jenny Murray, CEO of the National Immigration Forum, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.